I do believe we are shouting for different reasons that very early in the game, the bomb, the Broncos threw, and you're like, what? 7-0? We're only a few minutes into the game.
Come
what?
On.
We are shouting other things.
No.
And then even at halftime, 10-7, I was like, what's going on here? So I took matters into my own hands. And I will be buying more sweet potatoes this week for next week's game. See, I got bored at halftime. I was just like, what's going on here? I'm going to eat. I'm an emotional eater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat. Wife had some sweet potatoes on the counter. I'm like, I'm going to try the air fryer sweet potato fries. Got on Instagram, found a recipe. It was simple, easy, and they were delicious.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking, I got to make sure I make sweet potato fries in the air fryer next week. So the bills...
Only at halftime.
Oh, yes. I got to do the same routine.
Absolutely. If I find out you made those things in the second quarter, you're in trouble.
Just a half
it has time. To be at halftime. Yeah, we always know by Saturday what we're going to be eating during the game.
Okay.
It's never like, huh, I'm hungry. It's always pre-planned. I don't know why we don't plan another stinking meal all week long, but when it comes to the Bills game, my husband has to know what we're eating while we watch it.
So what was your lucky meal?
He bought a big bag of frozen chicken wings.
Okay.
Got out the Fry Daddy. And normally we always fry stuff outside just because it's...
Hang on a second. Is it actually called Fry Daddy?
Yeah.
Or is that the nickname?
I think it's called a Fry Daddy.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
It's what my mama always called it. It's what I call it. The Fry Daddy. I think it is on the side, actually. It's a Fry Daddy.
I wasn't sure if that was like a sexy pet name. The Steve!
No!
Oh, Fry Daddy.
Yeah.
Fry Daddy.
No.
We need some good eatings here.
There was nothing attractive about the smells out of that thing, but they were so good. We had all the windows open because he was like, I don't want to go in and out. And I was like, that's fine. Just make sure you open all the windows and point fans out so you could see our breath during the Bills game while he's making.
You were like you were at the stadium.
That's right. It was like we were there. It was like we were right there.
All right. We know the lucky foods. Steve. Or can I call him Fry Daddy? He's going to be making wings next week. I'm going to be making more sweet potato fries. Got to do what you got to do to guarantee that Bills victory. Now, we're also doing some Bills shouting because of the commentary. We're going to get into that next. But Victory Monday. What a game. First half. We can forget about that. Second half, though, was all Bills. They make great adjustments at halftime. They win big. And Tony Romo was commentating again.
He's just too much. There's a lot of fans of the other team that were like, I got to turn it off. Clearly he loves Josh Allen so much. But if you're a Bills fan and you listen to Tony Romo, he is just as annoying to us. So even his bias isn't, he just is a know-it-all that feels like he needs to tell us how much he knows at all times. And like he's predicted the whole thing.
Are you and your family at the point you're going to mute out the TV?
I wish I could, but I want to hear the crowd noise. I want, you know.
Yeah, the excitement.
I want to hear that. So it's always Tony Romo, and I'm always like, well, maybe next game. Well, right at the end, he goes, yeah, I'll see you back here next week.
Yep, it's Sunday.
Blah, 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 with the Ravens. And I'm like, come on. Are you like the only one who will come to Buffalo? We can't get anybody else?
Right?
Don't you need some time off? You're not looking well, Tony Romo. You better take some time off. Like, take a nice getaway. Give him some free tickets for somewhere. So he goes.
Division playoffs. It is next Sunday. 6:30 start.
Yeah.
6:30 start.
Yeah.
And yeah, Tony Romo will be back commentary.
Oh boy. Lucky us. It used to be you had other options. Like, I don't know. We were talking about the Mannings.
Yeah, you could
Mannings
watch on Monday,
on
football,
Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes you can even go to Nickelodeon, but I don't know if you have different commentators, but you can watch things get slimed and a cartoon. I would rather have that than listen.
She's switching to cartoon commentating.
That's right. I want to hear SpongeBob commentate that game more than I want to hear Tony Romo.
Do you think you'd be good at commentating? Wouldn't you like a shot? Or maybe you do already in your house, apartment, condo with your family, friends, your man cave, you put on mute and you and your buddies are just doing it, having more fun. Do you think you could do it? Or do you do it already? Let us know. Let us know. Do you think you'd be a good football commentator, Hope?
Well, I think
Totes be great.
That, you know, if I was watching with you guys, they could see what was happening. I'd be like, well, We can see number 17 threw the ball. And it looks like 87 caught the ball. And now they're running. That's what it would sound like.
No, I think you're trying too hard there. Here's what I'd predict. Oh, what kind of hair gel does Josh Allen use? He threw that ball really good.
He does need it. He needs a haircut, but it must be bad luck till the end of the season.
You don't like the little mullet curls coming out the back there?
It's fine with me. Hey, don't change
don't
a thing
change.
Until
running.
After we win the Super Bowl.
Okay. You know, we should try it next week. We should get in the room, throw on the microphones, just do the commentating.
And watch us comment. Listen to Hope try to commentate. We're going to be begging for Tony Romo. Never mind.
Yeah, be Tony, thankful for what you have.
I guess so. You're right.
Marty, we appreciate it. Your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bo, producer Hope on the text line. Many agree they don't like Tony Romo as a commentator. They're also picking on Joe Buck. And
Joe Buck is older than time, like as far as picking on. Tom Brady, they say as well. Now, I watched Tom Brady commentate right after our Bills game. And compared to Tony Romo, I was like, I know, Tom, I had a problem with you for so many years. It feels weird, but I would even rather you commentate our game.
Wow! Uh-oh, this one just came in. As much as TJ doesn't like Tony Romo, she is like the Tony Romo on the radio network. What?
No, I'll tell you what you did wrong there, Bo. As predicted. Yeah. I haven't talked about Patrick Mahomes at all, so not possibly like Tony Romo.
No, not at
all. Well, what a nice way to start a Monday.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, thank you. Good morning, sunshine. Many TikTok fans are saying, I need a favor. Don't take it away, including my wife. You think it's just young kids watching TikTok? No. She watched the hoofs get clean on the cows, the horses. She watches the dance moves. She loves her some TikTok. She wouldn't even look me in the eyes right now. She's like, hang on a second. I'm watching TikTok. It might be going away. She's watching it more and more now. 92.5 WBEE. Hope you got interviewed by Channel 10 on Friday, and it was all about TikTok because you got a side business where it's all about TikTok. Are you nervous? What are you going to do? How are you preparing for this?
Oh, man.
I am nervous for a couple of reasons. One, it's so relaxing and fun to sit and watch TikTok videos. So, like, that part of my brain's bummed. But yeah, I use it as a business and a way to connect with other people in Rochester. So very anxious waiting for January 19th to see what they're going to do. And it feels like it keeps going back and forth of they just keep putting it off to someone else to decide.
Mm.
So we will see. But the way that the law is, it's the overarching company of TikTok. And they own more than just TikTok. So it'll be interesting to see, is it just TikTok that's going away? Lemonade is owned by the same company. CapCut is a video editing tool owned by the same company. So we will see what happens.
And how are you preparing? Because you got a lot of videos out there on social. You got millions of views.
Yeah, I went through and downloaded all of my videos from the last 5 years to my camera roll. So it's so funny, like, going through and being like, oh, yep, I remember that. Like, all these different trends over the years. I'm like, oh, my God, this is so stupid. But
and let me
people
guess,
liked it.
Now iCloud's trying to pry on you to buy more storage, right?
Oh, my God, every
Pray
day.
You.
What's your alternative? Like, okay, say, let's just say TikTok goes away. What's the platform that everyone's going to turn to?
Lots of people are saying YouTube. Lots of people saying that they want to go to Snapchat, make Snapchat a huge thing again. Someone else brought up Tumblr, which hasn't been a thing in 10 years. So,
wow.
But this would
be interesting because that's like ripping the rug out from under everybody who loves
So
many people. So it's interesting to see where they're going to fall.
What would you miss the most from TikTok? Let us know. Is there something that you watch all the time? Like my wife, I'm telling you, the cleaning of the hooves, cows and horses. I got to find a local rancher, farmer to let me. Can I bring my wife over? TikTok's gone away. She just wants to watch you clean it.
Me with furniture transformations.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep. Because they're all in fast forward because they don't want them to, you know. But to sit and watch a YouTube video, I'm like, oh, man, I'm not going to sit and watch this for an hour. But I'll sit for the next 30 seconds and watch that go from beginning to end, you know?
And
it's
a
like
new
Cliff
video
Notes.
Every single 30 seconds for the next hour anyways.
Correct.
All right. Well, we're preparing. We'll see what happens. So the 19th, what is that? Next
Monday.
Yeah, it's 6 days, 7 days away.
No, today's the 13th.
Sunday.
So it'll be Sunday. Okay. All right. So we'll see. Wow. Got a lot going on next Sunday. The Bills hosting the Ravens, and now TikTok. Should I stay or should I go? What is going to be happening? We'll keep you informed, WBEE.